Ahmed Maher, Ahmed Doma, and Mohammed Adel were figureheads of the popular movement that ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak from power almost 3 years ago. Now, the three activists have been sentenced to prison for 3 years on charges relating to violating a prohibitive new protest law issued by the military-backed interim government that ousted President Mohamed Morsi. Egyptian security forces have in recent weeks extended their ongoing crackdown on the opposition movement of the Muslim Brotherhood to now include liberal political activists.
The military-backed government came to power following protests, and now they want to ban it and deprive the people from expressing their opinion freely. This government has double standards and are taking the country backwards.
Human rights groups and activists say the rulings are contrary to the Egyptian revolution that ousted Mubarak and are a step backward. Early Tuesday, Egypt's Nile Delta city of Mansoura mourned a deadly bomb that claimed the lives of over a dozen people and injured nearly 150. A Muslim Brotherhood alliance issued a statement condemning the attacks. Political analysts say the government is responsible for the lack of security and stability in the country.
The prime minister has condemned the act, and this is quite normal, and has accused the Muslim Brothers of being behind this act. This is precipitous. Should not be done this way.
Meanwhile, more than 450 Muslim Brotherhood members imprisoned in Egypt have launched a hunger strike since Monday over what they're calling inhumane treatment. Liberal activists and the Muslim Brotherhood are continuing to protest recent crackdowns, while protests have also been sparked in Mansoura in response to the bombing attack. But Egypt's government says its plan to hold a constitutional referendum will not be impeded. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.